Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started tonight discussing the last week of the show, I want you to make sure to check out our blog on divadaysofourlives.com. I don't know how much is still up there on the blog, but we don't have a lot of time to mess with that. So we're busy with our blog talk radio shows, which you can also check out. That's at divadualblogtalkradio.com. All our shows are archived, and this is our 303rd show tonight, and all our interviews are up there, and we haven't done an interview for a while, but we're hoping to get some. Also, we are on Twitter at Diva of Dual, and we are on Facebook at Diva Days, and Carrie Messner, the Diva, has a fan page out there. You want to check that out. And we are on Google and iTunes, so be sure to check us out there. And I'm Mama _ Hooch, Marianne, and Carrie can't make it, and Anna is at Causey Hooch. She's supposed to be here. She's just running a little late, I think, so she should be here soon. So we had a crazy week this week with the doppelgangers, and I think this might be Jen. Maybe Jen could come on, and she can help us out.
Hey, ladies.
Is that Jen?
Yep,
hey.
It's me.
Yeah. I take it you watched the show?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch the whole show? You did?
Yep.
Yeah, you're like me. Yeah. So, yeah. So, are you enjoying the doppelganger with Hattie and Bonnie?
Well, I'm liking Hattie more.
Yeah.
Not too much into
like
Bonnie.
Hattie more than Marlena? Not too much
oh,
into
yeah,
Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like Marlena could leave tomorrow, and I don't think anybody miss her.
Nope.
It's like Hattie. Everybody likes Hattie. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how – I don't think it's going over too well with her fan base, though, with the John and Marlena fans.
Yeah.
They just can't stand it. They're broke
yeah.
up, but whatever.
I was never a John and Marlena fan.
Oh, you were never a John – oh, I was back in the day. I've kind of gotten away from them, but I was, like, way back in the day. So the premise was, I guess, Hattie finally broke up with John. The only thing with that is, come on, these guys, come on. And although John said something was up, and they all kept saying something wasn't quite right, or, oh, you're not acting yourself, or, but he still, you know, didn't, finally accepted it, I guess, or he's not accepting it or whatever. But they're kind of making the guys look stupid. Kind of get thinking, I suppose this is Ron. Well, this is Ron's writing. I don't know if it was Ron or who's doing that, if it was Ron or one of the other two writers that did that. So I don't know. What do you think of the whole scheme? If I followed it right from what Angelica said, She's telling Bonnie if she break up with Lucas so she can get back with Justin, and then break up with Justin so
Angelica can have Justin.
To like comfort him or swoop in. And then Bonnie, her main thing is she wants to get back at Maggie. And she wants to get in with Victor, I guess, and try to guess she thinks that she can get his money.
Yep.
Did you,
that's
that what kind of what you understood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that is a convoluted plan if, it, if
yeah.
I've ever heard
and,
one roundabout way of doing it. It's funny. I mean, in a way.
Yeah. And how do you want to get
so,
even with Andre?
Oh yeah, we didn't see Andre this week or Kate,
yeah.
but Hattie did mention Elfie, aka
yep. Andre.
Andre, and yes, and I'm hoping, and I have a feeling we might be seeing some scenes, which would be great because we never did. If you remember back in the day, I think we were supposed we never did get to see Hattie confront Andre.
Yeah.
So. I'm hoping for that to happen. So Hattie's going to get even with Andre, and then her thing with breaking up with John, now she thinks Roman will, it'll be easier to get Roman, so she'll have her
yeah.
Roman. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, it's crazy. And what did you think about them partying in the room, in the Salem?
That was funny.
I guess they're in the Salem Inn, right?
Yeah.
And they're watching porn movies.
Yep.
And they're eating junk stuff. And I like how Hattie came in, and she's there about the suits that Marlena wears, how she can stand
yeah.
these tight suits. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah. So,
I feel bad
yeah,
for Lucas, though. So.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, the part where Bonnie broke up. Bonnie did break up with Lucas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were talking, and I guess, and Lucas kept saying, wait a minute, you're not the same woman that I slept with this morning. Yeah, no, Lucas, you're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how, like, yeah, I don't know how they say that, and he said, "Hi," you know, and Lucas is not believing her.
Yeah.
But broke Lucas's heart again.
Yeah. And he falls
yeah.
off the wagon.
Yes. Oh, how did him and Brady. Brady for another reason. We'll have to get into that story. But yeah.
Brady dumb.
Brady, dumb and dumber now.
Yep.
I mean, they're making all these guys dumb. Although
yeah, but Brady's always been
Brady,
dumb.
Brady's always been dumb. Yeah. But in defense of Brady, from what he's just hearing. I can see
yeah.
why, and the writers did that very well. I can see why he would jump to, and he's already insecure and already crazy about it. I can see why he would jump to conclusions. But my thing is, why didn't Maggie tell him?
Yeah.
Maggie knew. And, like, she should, well, Nicole should be the one. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a secret.
Mm.
She would have been doing Nicole a favor by saying, hey, wait a minute, Nicole's not cheating on Eric with you. She's just trying
yeah.
to keep the secret that she forgave him. I mean, it's such a stupid plot point. I mean,
yep.
And I know it's to break, probably to break them up, but yeah. So Maggie's going crazy trying to find Nicole. And then she did finally
yeah.
tell Nicole, you know, what was going on. So then Nicole
yeah.
tries to call Brady. Can't get a, you know. Well, I guess the second time that Brady, Maggie told Brady to call.
Yeah.
So he did, but he called her office. She called the clinic, the community center. Neither one of them were there. So what's
yep.
he do? He goes, yeah, and sees them together again. Did you want to talk about that, what they were doing? What
he was taking pictures of her for her baby.
Yes. Yes. And, of course, she comes out and says, oh, we have to keep this quiet or whatever. And
yeah.
So Brady thinks that he's taken, like, suggestive photos or nude photos or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just jumps to conclusions again. So he wants to draw on his sorrows. So he goes in. I guess they were at Club TBD, right? Or what do they call it now?
Yeah.
I guess it's Dario. Well, it's not Dario's club anymore. I don't know who's owned it because Dario
yeah.
and Eduardo own it. So, but they're both,
gone.
Both in trouble. One's in jail and one's on the run.
Sonny's
yeah.
in jail.
So, yeah. And Sonny's in jail. So I don't know. I guess there's a bartender. I don't know who he is, but he was there. Well, I guess, and before that, Brady was tempted at the Kiriakis Mansion to take a drink.
Yeah.
And then Paul came in and kind of caught him. And,
yeah.
And they were talking about, they were talking about the whole Xander and that he believes Victor, that Victor did try to set up to kill them, but when Xander got there, you know, he never got the chance to do it.
Yeah.
He got scared off. And now Brady's even believing that
Sonny
did it.
Did
so,
it.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't say Eric did it because of the ambulance.
Well, and then when Brady went back to look for the camera, he found the ambulance, which kind of points to
Eric.
Yeah, well, like, what was it doing? And another thing, though, Nicole was in Eric's room. Could it be?
Yep.
I've seen some spoilers out there. Not spoilers, but rumors. I don't think there's spoilers yet. That it could be Nicole. That it was Nicole. Because that's another explanation for it being in there, because she was in his room. So
yeah,
it could be her. I don't know. But it's kind of interesting how they're doing it. They're kind of putting it on different people in there. Did you see the spoilers out there about Abe gets implicated?
No. Abe gets what?
Yeah, I saw that out there. Abe somehow gets implicated in, like, killing Deimos.
Oh God.
That's what I thought I heard. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. That
could
was
it
on
be
one of those.
Theo who gets implicated too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there might be still more people down the line.
Yeah.
But then someone says we're supposed to find out next week who the killer is.
Mm.
So I don't know. Seems awful soon, because I thought they were going to, according to Ron, we're going to drag it out some more.
Well, we might know, but then the characters might not know. Yeah.
Oh, could be. They could do it that way, too. Like, we might know, and it's like, oh, come on, figure it out already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, how did you – I like the scenes with Lucas and Brady. They finally both fell off the wagon, and they're drunk.
Yeah, but despite what Nicole's done, I did not appreciate what he called her.
Oh, Lucas, you mean?
No, Brady.
Oh, what did he call her?
Skank.
I can't remember. Oh, okay. But then did Lucas say something? Oh, and then he says, don't talk about my trashy girlfriend like that.
Yeah, trashy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like Eric's, I mean, not Eric, Brady's not giving Nicole too much credit either.
No.
Why doesn't he, like Meg, why is he jumping to conclusions with, and you, all this time he has not presented it to Nicole. He hasn't told her what he suspected, and he hasn't talked to her.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Pretty interesting conversation, though.
Yeah.
And they were both saying, Lucas was saying, I'm stupid. And then he'd go through, like, I was, oh, and then he says, wait a minute, I was cool too, remember?
Yeah.
And then he says, did it to me, and Chloe, and Sammy. And then he kept trying to think, well, I don't know, there was others.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know who the others, were there others? Were
well,
off screen people, I guess.
There was Carrie. Well, Luke is kind of that one. He stole a company. So there was Carrie, and there was Carrie, Chloe, Nicole, Sammy, and somebody else. Oh, God. Who else was it? Jordan just left, right?
What's that?
Was it Jordan, too?
Jordan? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, I forgot about Jordan. Oh, maybe. I keep thinking of Jordan and Rafe, but yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he was the one that was egging Eric on to go about the pictures.
No, he was egging Brady on.
Get that camera. Yeah, he was egging Brady on, yeah. Keep calling Brady Eric because that's his name. Eric.
Yep.
Yeah. Mixed up, yeah. So that's what happened when he went into his room. He ended up finding the amulet. So now Brady's gonna, he's gonna. But do you remember Victor saying something? Now we have to find somebody to frame.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm thinking. Yeah, he's getting even with Eric.
So he could have done that. So I don't know, but that was fun and. Listen, John. John was talking to Eric about that, and then how about the end on Friday where she, Marlena, tricked the guard.
Yeah.
He brought her in food, and she was in, and he asked to get her out of the straight jacket, and she said, "I was here before." And that was and who was it that put her there? I forgot.
Haiti.
Hattie. Okay, yeah. Did she do it before, though, too?
Oh, I don't know.
She said something about being, somebody put her in, that she was in Statesville before. Somebody
didn't
held her.
Her sister,
or she's been
put
held
her
prisoner
in there?
So many times.
Didn't
her
sister?
She was talking way back. She says, my twin sister did this to me, or she killed some, because that was back in the, Samantha. Yeah. So... But kind of enjoying Marlena's Hattie, but her sister, her real twin sister, did a good job though too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So. What else? Is there anything else that you liked about the show?
What'd you think about Steve and Kayla?
Oh my gosh. Excellent. I even wrote it up on my little diva thing about the great scenes between them. Great fight.
Yes.
Great soap and angst and fight and good points in both. And Kayla was just and Kayla's like any mother would be.
Yeah.
You know, more so than a father. Like he was being reasonable and I can see Steve's point. You know, and it is tearing Joey up inside and Joey's never been the same. It needs to be Joey's decision. Like to turn himself in for Ava's murder, but Kayla is just adamant. You know she needs to save her boy.
Yeah.
They went at it quite a while. They were hot and heavy into it. Great job.
Yeah, I think Steve is wrong with Tripp. He's letting Tripp get away with what he did.
Yeah, and did you hear what Kayla said? Well, if my son's going to jail, so is yours.
Yep.
Yeah. And he says, well, it's completely two different things. And she said, no, it's not because, what he did was criminal, like holding her with a knife against her throat and changing patient records and endangering patients' lives. Yeah. And then Tripp overheard.
Now he's running scared.
He ran into Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's leaving town. And he told Claire what happened. why he told Claire, I don't know. But,
I know. It'll be all over town in a week.
Yeah. And Claire's what? She's waiting tables or whatever now? She's not, I don't know. She's not doing much now since she broke up with Theo.
Yeah.
I guess, and then Theo told her what he did. Well, no, he didn't, did he? He didn't really go into it. Exactly what he did. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Is it going to come out what he did?
What
Theo did,
you
is that going to come out?
I don't know that he would get in trouble.
Yeah.
It could, I guess, but, you know, he's related to the Damaras, so kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abel flip.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, because he didn't want him working. For that very reason, he didn't want him working with the Damaras and with Andre, you know. Yeah. So we had a whole week without Kate and Andre, so that's not unacceptable. Yeah, we missed her. Like, they could have been around somewhere, you know, checking up on Chad and Abigail. And because Andre is going to be upset with Chad turning himself in. So what's gonna happen there? How do you like the scenes with Chad and Sunny? They put them in the same cell together, and they started remembering things.
Oh, which
was interesting. They kind of remember Sunny actually walked in.
Chad walked in on
the
Sunny
room and saw Sunny. On Sunny. And then they suggested Sunny always kept remembering moving the body. Well, here Chad helped him. And that's what Chad was cleaning the knife off for, was probably to help protect Sunny. But Sunny told, he remembers Sunny telling Chad, "No, I didn't do it."
Yeah, I'm wondering who did.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think. What else about the fight? And let's see. Oh, I think Anna's here now.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Sorry
about that.
Hey, Anna. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I was going to tell you, that's okay if you're busy. Jen was here, and I brought her on, and we've been talking.
I just now... We had unexpected but very pleasant company that came by, and they just left. So I just looked at the time. And
Okay. That was the company. Okay. All right. Yeah, remember you telling me. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway. So were you guys almost done?
I don't know. I think we have other points to go over.
Okay.
Did you see any of the did you see anything that you liked
I saw everything up to about half of Thursday's. Let's see. Well, to that point, there wasn't any case, so I wasn't upset about that.
There's no Kate and Andre at all this week.
I had fun with, I know some people are annoyed with the Hattie and the Bonnie stuff, and I'm not a big fan of the Bonnie character anyway, but I actually enjoyed
Jen said.
I really enjoyed the Hattie and John scenes and stuff. And, I mean, they were a lot more interesting than actual Marlena and John scenes. if nothing else, this is injecting new interest, but I'm sure the diehard Darlena fans are probably not happy about it, but I think it's fun. I mean, I think it's kind of fun watching all this. So,
but isn't it?
So I'm enjoying
the guys
it.
Stupid. All the guys like kind of dumb, like John. Come on, figure it out.
They
know something's
new,
up because they keep saying they're not the same woman. You're different.
Yeah, at least they gave them enough credit to say that. You know, to notice that.
Yeah, well, they are having their top. And they're expressing that, you know, that something's off, and he's telling Eric something's off, and it's not right.
Yeah, at least it's not just like they bought it hook, line, and sinker, and they're not even questioning anything. So,
And Luke,
I actually really am enjoying that. And Lucas, what?
Yeah, and Lucas even told Bonnie about, "You're not the same woman I slept with this morning." That was kind of
funny,
too.
Did they actually sleep together?
He slept with Adrian that morning.
Yeah.
So when he was when Bonnie broke up with him, he said, "This doesn't sound like the same woman that I slept with this morning." And I like when she asked Angelica if she could have a little fun with him first. Like pretending to be Adrian. She wanted to
something about how hot he was or something, or like how she seen a picture.
And she was finding it hard to break up with him. She kept thinking to herself, "Oh my God, he's so damn cute. This is so hard. I have to break up with him." She wanted to have a little fun with him before she broke up.
And that, you know what's so funny is that is it that's really Judy playing her? So it's just funny how I bet they're getting a kick out of playing the, you know, the
yes.
dual role, you know.
Yeah.
And then they make the comment
and then talking
like
about their characters that they've played
the
for years.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
you know,
she's like, well, I'm happy except for
clothes.
I have to wear her clothes or something. Adrian's clothes.
Yeah, well, Hattie always complains about Marlena's clothes
Marlena's,
and being
yeah.
such a, you know,
then,
yeah.
Kinda.
And same thing with Adrian, with Bonnie, she did it. I mean, I wouldn't want the whole show to be Bonnie or anything, but I am enjoying that. I mean, I know a few people, not, I know a few diehards that are already over all of that, but I'm enjoying it. So,
yeah, it was fun. And
see,
then watching
and I mean,
the porn together. That was funny.
The porn?
Yeah, they were watching porn.
They were watching porn movie. Porn movies.
Who was?
Her and Hattie.
Hattie and Bonnie.
I
didn't see those.
Hattie and Bonnie.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And they were like sitting there like putting their heads like they said, oh, she really can like all these, you know, stretch herself.
Oh, God.
They were going back and forth trying to figure out. She's so limber, and
oh my goodness!
It's funny, and then and then they were eating all kinds of junk food, and yeah, so it was.
Well,
it
in
was
a way,
funny.
I thought it was kind of cathartic too, the way Hattie when she like stuck it to John and was telling him off and stuff. It's like really, it's all the things that we wish Marlena would tell him, you know, because it's like she's always like Saint Marlena, but it's like really, I mean, it has to piss somebody off, and it's like, oh, we were almost going to get back together, and now I've got to go off again to site, you know, to some mysterious place, you know. So in a way, with Hattie venting like that to him to break up with him, it was almost kind of like I felt a little bit of catharsis for Marlena.
Yep.
I love the moment. And listen, believe me, I normally don't even like to talk about Marlena and John, but I thought it was hilarious. And they're sitting on the bench, the park bench, and at some point he just drops the flowers. Like when she said something about she was going to move out or something, and he literally like drops the flowers. I found them much more entertaining than I ever have. Let's put it that way. And I guess with the Chad and Abby, I mean, I felt so sorry for Gabby. Oh my gosh.
We didn't talk about that yet. So
yeah.
Okay. We didn't talk about that.
Else,
but yeah, go ahead.
What else?
Did yeah.
You let's see.
We can talk about Chad and Abby. You mean about him
breaking up
with Gabby? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
But she knew, saw it coming.
But it's still so bad for her. It's like, gosh darn it.
Yeah.
But then I got to get this in. I'm looking that hot new doctor up, man. I had to watch the credits about 14 times to see what his name was. So now I've got to check him out on Twitter. But, oh, my gosh. I'm like, Abby, Gabby ought to go for him. Ooh, he was hot.
I noticed that
doctor
smile. Come out a couple of times.
I like the way he, his Dr. Shaw, like S-H-A-H, and his name of all names is
Dr.
Andre Kabazi, I think. Kabazi, something like that. It's like K-H-A-B-B-A-Z-I. So I want to look him up and check him out. But he caught my attention, I'll tell you that. Like, when he came out and he was all smiles, you know, about, like, Abby being better, I'm like, oh, wow. Did you notice, though? It's so funny. It's like she's just come out of a coma, and it's like they're letting everybody in to talk with her. I'm like, shouldn't they be doing doctor stuff on her?
You would think.
Speaking of that, the best line from Abby is when Gabby comes in and she said, how are you feeling? She said, like I got hit by a car. She says, like I got. Yeah, Gabby says, how are you feeling? And she says, like I got hit by a car. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen that part yet. But, oh, man. I can see it's definitely red meat for the chubby people at fans. They certainly gave the chubby fans
declaring their love
a lot of red
for each
meat
other.
This week. Oh, yeah. I'm personally not into that part that much, but I know there's a lot of people who are, so good for them. I really thought the whole dynamic with Patch and Kayla and Joey and Tripp were good too.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Oh yeah. We were just talking about Patch and Kayla's fight. Wasn't that great?
Wow.
They were so good.
Boy.
Did you see that? That was powerful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, what about?
And
our
we were discussing like.
And then he said,
yeah,
well, something
like, if you're gonna,
nothing anybody
you know,
could have done. And she goes, well, actually, it's basically your fault.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
Yeah, oh, that's what she said. Yeah, it's all because of you. It's your fault. Well, true, it is. All these events are because he screwed Ava. That's why, yeah.
That's right.
And she said, like, if you're going to turn, if my son's going to go turn himself in, we're gonna arrest your son too.
That's why Tripp is headed out of town right now. As it right
yes.
But, that is, yeah, he overheard it. But you can see both their points. Like, she's a mother bear.
Oh, yeah,
she's just
sure.
like any other mother.
Absolutely.
Would do the
absolutely.
Same thing. And Steve's trying to be realistic, saying, you know, this Joey, he needs to make his own decision, and he's hurting. And,
right,
you know,
right.
So,
right,
those
right.
points.
It was very
but,
interesting.
But,
it was, I mean,
yeah.
I thought the writing was
but great dialogue
too. I mean, we know these actors. We know our actors, our vets can deliver on the the scene.
They can deliver.
But,
it's their chemistry.
I mean,
together.
They can
and all their years
strap
together.
On a stick, you know, because they're so good. But I mean, and I'm talking all our vets, like, you know, Teo and Lauren and Mary Beth all of them, but it's really wonderful when they get great dialogue and great, like, just the depth of the dialogue was amazing, I thought.
And they continued it
that.
Into the Brady Pub.
Yes.
They kept took it into the Brady Pub, because they were fighting in Joey's apartment, in Tripp's apartment, and then he followed her, she left, and he followed her, and they
didn't see the rest of that.
Still fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Did you guys think for a split second that Abby wasn't gonna remember anything? Because when she first started talking,
that's what I thought.
I thought, oh crap,
I thought they were gonna go there.
So I think they were yanking our chain that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I thought that they'd go with that whole amnesia story, but
for about 30 seconds, I was like, "Oh crap, they're gonna have to do that."
Like, no.
But thank goodness they didn't do that. They just yanked our chain a little bit, our soap chain. let's see, what else? Oh my gosh, did you guys talk about Nicole and the baby yet? When she saw the baby,
no, we didn't talk about those scenes. No.
Where she stuck. Because Maggie let it slip that this foster mother was headed to the town square. And so, of course, Nicole shows up, and she was just going to try to get a picture of her since Maggie's phone didn't work or something stupid. And so she's going to get a picture of her, and then the lady, I don't know what it is with these Salem meters. Have you noticed that? Like, there must be, you know, suddenly something wrong with, you know, the meter. There must be like a really intense
to get her out of the picture.
Yeah, the meter police, you know, because that was the first thing.
They need to come up with something
Kate was asking in the first scene. Kate was asking money for the meter or whatever with John or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say, boy, Salem's really clamped down. That must be how they're getting their tax revenue these days. So the foster mom goes. It looked like maybe a teenage daughter or something, wasn't it? I mean, she wasn't really like, So she left the baby with her, as all responsible foster parents would, when they know that the foster mother is roaming around town and has a criminal background. Anyway, so she goes off to feed the meter, and Nicole's like just watching, and then the baby starts, Holly starts crying, and she goes over there, and she's like, oh my gosh! And the girl's like, I don't know what to do. You know, so she's like, well, I can try to help. She's like, oh, thanks. And so she picks her up and she gets her to calm down and everything. And I can't even imagine what it must be like to have to put that baby back in that stroller. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know.
But then the lady, and so then Eric saved her because he was coming to work too, and he was walking over, and just about the time the foster mother was like,
he saw her.
Thank you. Wait, where do I know you? And then Eric,
where do I know you from?
Yeah, he swoops in, and so, you know, he's like, hey, was it Penny or something? Hey, Penny, you know. Like,
that reporter girl. Yeah, that old, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's always mistaken for her.
Yeah,
that ex-reporter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of saved the day.
So that was good,
then,
I guess.
And then we were talking about they go back to his place, and he was taking pictures. He suggests about taking pictures of her, so, you know, so Holly would have pictures that could put up around her crib and everything.
Yeah, so that could be the first face she sees in the morning. And then, let's see. Of course, Brady having a meltdown because he's thinking they're
dumb Brady again.
Eric, and because stupid Nicole hasn't learned
blowing everything up. What do you think, Anna? Why didn't Maggie just tell Brady what the problem was? But she thinks that Nicole should have told her. Come on, that was stupid. You weren't giving away any secret. You would have been helping Nicole by explaining what the problem was. That it was they weren't sleeping together. I hate that when it doesn't. It's not quite making sense. It's not real. Yeah, but then it's soaps. But it's not making sense. You can see why Eric would. I'm sorry, Brady would get these ideas. From just hearing little bits of the conversation. Of course, he would be. For Maggie
really
to tell him that.
I love the whole triangle thing as far as soaps go, but it really makes me mad that, Brady and Nicole had finally gotten to a happy place, and they were, and I know it can never be.
Yes,
it's always
they were
happy,
perfect for each
but
other.
But it just annoys me that they couldn't find a way to, like, make that work for a while, at least.
For a while, anyway. Come on.
Not forever.
Yeah.
Because
Nicole has never had a truly happy ending ever. For too long. Let her have her happy ending for a little bit. But
and it looks like Brady's going to go dark again, right? Is Brady headed for?
He fell off the wagon. Yeah. Did you see? Friday's.
And
Lucas both were drinking
and
getting drunk.
Oh, Lucas was too? Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's not
good. Bonnie dumped him.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie dumped
him. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So he goes into the club, and there's Brady, and they start drinking together.
Oh,
you know, so they start comparing, notes about Nicole. And he says, Nicole's cheating on me with my brother, and he, broke up with. So now, they're both back to drinking now. So, what's going to happen? Yeah, it's kind of some of it was funny though. It wasn't funny, but it was funny. Their dialogue while they were drunk and talking about the and stuff. Yeah.
Maggie's gonna be pissed at both of them. Come Monday morning, she's gonna be dragging both of them by the ears for the meetings.
Did you guys see Chloe?
Oh.
I noticed that Chloe.
Oh, that's right.
Nadia was in the.
Chloe.
I noticed that Nadia was in the credits, but I didn't see her yet. What happened?
That's right. She came in right at the end there to Lucas. What are you doing?
Yeah, put her hand over the drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh Lord,
is that a possibility for Lucas again?
I hope
or Brady.
More for Brady though.
Brady.
To me, Lucas. Lucas and Chloe were like awful, so I hope that he pines away. I hope he helps figure out that this isn't really Adrian or something, because it's like,
I don't know if I'd like this Chloe with this Brady. She was okay with the other Brady.
I didn't think so either, but when I thought I saw the chemistry and I thought, darn, was when she went totally wacky and was prostituting herself and all that stuff at the end of one of the times she left for a long time, and Brady was rescuing her and helping her and stuff, and I was thinking, they would really be good at, I didn't know the other guy, I didn't know the other, Brady, so I I really kind of like their chemistry, but I don't know. We'll see. But, oy.
Yeah, but you also got to think last time Lucas was sacrificed for Dr. Dan.
Oh, geez. That was awful. Yeah. In fact, yeah. Lucas was kind of blown up. Wasn't he kind of blown up?
Pretty much.
Blown into Lucas bits the front door when they were. I remember posting something like that on Sony at the time. Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago. Yikes. Whew. Okay. Well, there's that.
What do you guys think of Tyler Christopher coming?
I thought it would be interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Could be
interesting.
I don't know.
Depending,
like him.
Where they're going to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
You're
him.
You're not too
fond
of him? I like him.
And he could be anybody.
I kind of like him.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like him.
Yeah.
We'll see. As long as, I just don't want any of them to, like, take over the show and be the main. I hope
yeah.
they keep with some balance, you know?
Yeah, I hope so too.
So was Kate on Friday then? Because she wasn't on the
no.
rest of the week. So
nope.
Kate wasn't on
no.
at all. That
Mm-mm.
sucks.
I don't think she was on at all. Neither her or
she
Audrey
wasn't.
Long.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I tweeted about that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. What's
that's
going on
cool,
here?
But,
no.
But yeah, there's a lot of little interesting things going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but
there.
I heard so there was some Google spoilers out there that she froze Andre under the bus. At the Demira board meeting or something. There's a thing out
Ooh.
There. And they're, oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there.
What does she do? What does she do with him though after he's under the bus? That's what I don't know.
I don't know. So we'll have to see what happens.
Maybe
Andre
she
might
just
want a little revenge here. Yeah.
But maybe she just threw him to the back of the bus and they're making out back there or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it happened in a limo once, so you never know.
And there's something Remember? Coming up on August 23rd. Somebody tweeted something about someone accuses her of kissing another man. Kate kisses
oh.
another man or something. Or kisses somebody. I don't know.
What?
What's going
what?
On?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe it's
Maybe
Roman.
It's that doctor. I need to write. I need to tell Kate to check out that doctor.
I don't know.
Dr. Shaw. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh. Look, all of a sudden, all the ladies in Salem
know.
Are getting okay. sick. They're like, oh, I feel like I have a cough. Cough, cough. I need to go see Dr. Shaw. that would be me.
Okay, is this guy, is he going to be new then? He's the new doctor, or was this just a one-time thing?
Well, I don't know.
Thing,
I don't know if
he's
gone a couple of times.
Is he just one of these extras?
I mean,
you know.
I don't know if he was like a day player kind
like
of guy
nurse.
Or what, but they can't waste him. They got if they didn't write something for him initially, they need to bring him back because I know it's like 6 months ahead, so Lord only knows. But I'm like, he would be. I think he and Gabby would be hot together. I was like, because if you notice, Gabby was there when you know Jennifer and those guys were talking when he came out to tell him that Abby was. Awake and everything. So I was like, is there a reason? Yeah. You know, I know Gabby's there because she needs to be tortured because Gabby, and, you know, because of Abby and Chad, but seems to me that she could take advantage of the situation. Oh.
Well, how about Jennifer and Eric and the new doctor triangle?
Oh, there you go. I don't know. I got to fit him in somewhere.
Oh, there's Jennifer, sure. too, for Eric or Brady.
Yeah.
Eric or Brady.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
That's
I was
true.
Liking Jennifer
Brady,
and Eric. Why couldn't they just let
Jennifer.
It alone? And had Jennifer and Eric
I know.
And,
I,
you know,
I like
Brady
that
and Nicole.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now they got to be a soap opera.
I don't know if that was Ron's idea. I don't know whose idea, what writer's idea that was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. Did you guys see some of the stuff from the Mall of America today? Looks like they were having fun there.
I thought
a couple
pictures.
Friends, a couple of our friends went. So I know Trish and Lisa went, and then I saw Marie and Marie and Meg were there. So at least four causes that I know of were there. That was cool.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Does Chris, they're up and around. She lives up and around there, doesn't she? She's close, isn't she?
Well, Trish is like 15 minutes from there. So. And then
Lisa's
about
a
5-hour drive.
Lucky.
Lisa drove in from Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they were there. That was cool. So I got some good pictures of them with Lauren and then with Christian. Christian was there too. So it looks like they were having fun.
Yeah, they had a bunch of them. There's like eight or nine of them there, I think.
Crazy. I bet it was crazy. I'm thinking
Eric Marsoff is there,
Greg
Vaughn,
having the event at the biggest mall in America right before school starts is kind of an interesting time.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking it was packed, and both shoppers didn't know what the heck a soap, what Days of Our Lives was, were there. What the hell is going on here? If you happen to go shopping on Saturday, you couldn't find a parking place, I bet.
what I'm saying is, like, if it was back-to-school shopping going on and stuff, it's like on top of tourism, on top of Days of Our Lives event, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I bet people are like, holy crap, I just came for some stickers.
that's what I mean.
The picture that I saw, the people were on the level above, looking down, taking pictures and stuff. So it looked like there was quite a crowd. I mean, I don't know how many people were there, but it looked like
I bet you there was.
Nice turnout.
Betcha.
Yeah. So I'll bet they had a good time. And,
That was the Days of Our Lives event, right? And then there's other events, these dual coastal events. That's something separate. I think there was something there going on, too.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about that one.
But I don't know if that's run by Days. I think it's separate charity thing or something.
Oh, okay.
Somebody
I
was at.
What Days were. So, anyway... Those are the main highlights that I saw. I don't know. Well, there's a whole picture. There's a whole picture in Sunny.
Then there was one thing that I couldn't understand was with Lonnie and Rain. He was.
You guys hearing? Are you hearing some feedback?
Yeah,
I'm hearing noise.
Oh, there's an airplane going over.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm sorry, Marianne, what was that?
Where Detective, or the cat, whatever his name, he's the Chief Rains or whatever.
Rains.
He was, like, threatening her to fire her because she wouldn't give the what was going on with her with the FBI. Well, he should know.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. He should know can't do
right.
that.
That's
why would you
stupid.
Fire? I mean, you're supposed to be working together. Aren't you all in this together? And she's
so safe. But wait a minute.
As a law enforcement officer,
the FBI.
You should know that.
But here's the thing. Lonnie isn't even with the FBI, is she?
I think she's a liaison.
Eli.
Oh,
Eli elected, got her to help him. Elected her to
But
and
Rain like,
wants,
well,
and
it,
she can't divulge. Yeah, if you don't tell me. It's like,
that's stupid.
Does that make sense? Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know where that's going.
That
conversation, and really, that was it. It didn't go anywhere else.
Sounds like an employment harassment story to me. Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Anyway.
And we haven't seen Hope and Rafe in, like, forever. I don't know what's going on with
Rafe's
character.
Rafe was on.
Take off. He was on there. They were.
Yeah.
But Rafe was telling her he was going to go after Dario, try to find Dario, and then Eli told him, look, here's the deal.
That's about
it. So, I guess Eli told Hope that
they haven't much of a story.
Hope's not allowed to tell anyone because he told her because he's family. So now she's got to convince Rafe not to go after him, even though I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we don't know where Dario is. He's out.
Yeah. Well, at least they made it. At least they made it so that
I thought she would come back. I honestly
like
the actor.
Like him. Yeah,
you know,
I did too. Maybe with better. Maybe
they
with the new writing team, they could have made made more of that for So at least they didn't kill him off. I mean, not like that keeps people from coming back ever. But at least he's just running off somewhere. You know, he's not.
Anything? I think we covered just about everything. Mm. I think. I don't know.
Have anything else, Jen?
Nope.
Got it. All right.
Coming up next week, I don't know.
Yeah.
We have Kate and Andre back. So.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
They're going to come in and on in the next couple of weeks, I think. So.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All
right. Okay. Well.
Thanks for
everybody.
Calling in and
have a good rest of the weekend. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Okay.
Talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.